Well, it's said that no location in Michigan is more than a few miles from a lake, pond, river, or stream. That makes the safe and responsible disposal of wastewater a primary concern to all of us. One Michigan-based company has introduced a new way to detect and source illicit discharges in storm and drain systems. Karen and Scott Reynolds founded Environmental Canine Services in 2009 using dogs to detect wastewater problems. WKAR contributor Dr. Kirk Heinze spoke with Karen Reynolds recently on MSU Today's Greening of the Great Lakes, an occasional feature here on Current State. Reynolds started their conversation with a bit of Canine Environmental Services history.
Scott and I founded it in 2009 when we combined several things together. One is our love for nature and the environment, and the other was our extensive background in training and working with scent-trained canines, including search and rescue canines and other applications. But actually, Scott piloted the concept. He has a degree in environmental studies from MSU, and he was working as an environmental scientist with an engineering firm doing illicit discharge detection. And in 2007, they were talking about trying to find a more rapid and cost-effective method to detect illicit discharges because it's quite time-consuming and labor-intensive. And so he and the engineering firm said, why don't we train canines to detect human sewage in the stormwater systems, because they can do it quickly and it's not as costly as submitting the lab to lab testing. So he did that. So we actually found a perfect dog for that at an animal shelter and rescued him. His name is Sable. And he became Sable the Sniffer, who's known all over the country. And so it was so successful, and we had so many requests from small communities and places to do this kind of work that Scott and I decided to open our own company and expand from there. So in 2009, I had my own dog. His name is Logan, and he was also rescued from a bad family situation. And we joined Sable and Scott and started to work in 2009, and we've just expanded since then.
Well, it's an amazing story. Now, you've gone to the shelter, and you say you found the perfect dog. When you walk into a shelter, are there certain things you're looking for? I mean, is it just sort of potluck that you take them home, and some happen to have just outstanding noses?
Well, actually, it's been a little bit of both. Sable was planned, so we looked far and wide at different animal shelters for a dog that showed natural curiosity, intensity in wanting to find a particular scent. You know, we do have to, they have to have a commitment to a scent or, you know, that, or whatever it is that they're searching for, and have, you know, the reward that they get either through a treat or playing with a ball. Sable loves a squeaky ball. That's his reward, and that they'll just do anything for that. It's a big game to them. As well as we were looking for a long-legged dog that loved the water, because Scott and Sable were working in storm drain ditches to detect illicit discharges there. So we found all of that in Sable, and he's just been an amazing dog for us.
Karen, when you, I know you've been as far out west as Santa Barbara in California, and you've expanded into the East Coast, into Maine, et cetera. Give us a couple of examples of success stories where you've actually saved a municipality a lot of money, and the dogs just went right to the source of the problem.
Yes. We've expanded to the West Coast, like you said. We have two West Coast canine handler teams. And they're based out of California, but we've done a lot of work up in the state of Washington. And in fact, I just came back from working with one of our canine handler teams up in Skagit County, Washington, for the second time, because we were so successful last year. And what we've done up there for them is really, they have a lot of impaired waterways there. They have beautiful waterways in Washington State. And in Skagit County, they've been really working hard to clean up the contamination that they have in their waterways, because it closes shellfish beds. It's not good for their beach health and fishing and all that. And last year, when the canine handler team and I went out there, we were successful in finding lots of spots for them to follow up on to bracket down where the sources of the contamination were. It's resulted in finding some failing septic systems they didn't know about and getting that taken care of. And then last week when we were out there, we found lots of other follow-up places, identifying actual bracketed areas really close in to help them look for the sources there as well. So it's been a real success story out there in Washington.
Karen, it's sort of the timing of your business. Given the importance of water and the interface of water and energy and the environment, aging infrastructure that you just mentioned, even in communities that really want to do the right thing, I mean, there are so many communities that maybe just don't have the resources to do everything they need to do. But, I mean, you must be getting the demand for what you're doing has just got to be growing exponentially.
Yes, it actually is, which is wonderful, and we're glad to be of service to people that way. That's actually why we moved our headquarters out to New England, because we had so much call for this kind of work in the New England area with, you know, the old infrastructure and, you know, septic systems out here. So we moved out here last year, and we also maintained a team in the Midwest based out of Lansing. So we've got two canine handlers in training right now, but they should be certified next month and ready to work on lots of projects this summer out there. But yeah, we've got lots of work, and in fact, I'm going to be coming out to Michigan again this summer on several occasions to work on projects all over the state.
My guest is Karen Reynolds. She is the president of Environmental Canine Services. Can you give us a snapshot of where in Michigan you're going to be bringing the dogs?
Yes, lots of places. We're going to be up in Kent County and also Jackson County. We're going to be working up in the Midland area down near Detroit. And I've got other projects in the works right now that we're working on getting them scheduled as well. So we'll be around.
Karen, I know that each situation is a bit different, but is there some general ballpark on how much money this can save a county or a municipality versus the more traditional testing regime that that they've been used to or accustomed to doing?
Yeah, that's a hard one to pinpoint because each case is different. But for example, one of the biggest things that people want us for that our dogs are trained to do is we can detect whether there's presence of human sewage versus animal fecal contamination in the water. And that's a big issue because with prioritizing funding, a lot of our clients are just looking for that human sewage because it's easier to remedy and throw their money at, and it's also very, very harmful to human health to have that in the water. So our dogs actually only detect and alert on human sewage in the water, not animal. Now, if you compare that to what a client would have to do in order to figure that out through lab testing. Traditional lab testing, you'd have to do what's called microbial source tracking or DNA analysis to figure that out. And that can be anywhere between $350 to $1,000 per sample. So that savings right there, our dogs might do, you know, 50 of those detections in a day, and being able to say if this is animal or human. So that right there is an incredible saving.
Karen, it's just an amazing story. I'm a big dog lover myself, and also obviously pretty committed to environmental stewardship. You've combined the two. I imagine folks can go to the website. People listening to this interview can go to Environmental Canine Services, just Google that, and figure out how to get in touch with you guys.
Yes, absolutely. That would be great.
Well, I've been talking with Karen Reynolds. She and her husband, Scott, have founded and own Environmental Canine Services, the first company in the world to train dogs to source illicit discharges in storm drain systems. Karen, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for being on the program.
Kirk Heinze is host of MSU Today's Greening of the Great Lakes and an occasional contributor to Current State.